Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Mediums and Messages program brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. You can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and I want to welcome you this evening for what will, I hope and know, will be a very inspiring hour with you, a certified medium from the Forever Family Foundation, and our loved ones on the other side. I'm really happy to have Joanne Gerber with us. She's been a repeat guest and also host of this program in the past. And her work really, I think, defines charitability, educating everyone and helping them learn to connect on their own, as well, of course, doing beautiful evidential mediumship. So in a few moments, we're going to take her, I think, in a little bit early. Normally, we wait till after the first commercial break, but I just have a feeling that there's some things that we can talk about. But before we do that, I just want to remind you that we are a not-for-profit, a 501(c). And what we do is we like to help the public and help them feel closer to their loved ones through knowledge. And by knowledge, really understanding how the other side works, understanding really their intention of why they come through, and really our ability, as we balance grief, to learn to pick up on their signs and signals so that we can continue communication with them as well. Of course, we also have a scientific arm, not just mediums. So we're a scientific organization that also has certified mediums. And if you are new to the program or need more information on the Forever Family Foundation, you can find everything you need to know on our website, foreverfamilyfoundation.org. We also are gearing ourselves up for a new year of events and fundraisers and educational seminars and our annual conference. I took a little peek at the website today. It looks like the Forever Family Foundation is great new ideas. They really haven't put everything up there yet, but I'm telling you, I've got a very curious but excited heart this year about the Forever Family Foundation. I certainly hope you'll become a member, free to be a member, and we'd love to have you come aboard. What I'd like to do now is welcome our guest medium for the hour. She's a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. She has done a lot of charity work, as well as she teaches, and she has her practice based in New England, but of course she does readings all over the world. I'd like to welcome Joanne Gerber to Mediums and Messages. Good evening, Joanne.
Good evening, Angelina. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to have you here.
Oh, and I'm so happy to be here. I love doing the show with you. It's always, great inspiration for people and wonderful people that call in with great questions. And I love being here.
Well, I really appreciate your devotion and also your volunteerism towards the foundation. I was wondering if you could take a few moments to share. I know that you just launched on your website a new store. And when I speak about your charitability, I know that you're also taking bits and pieces of different organizations, including the Forever Family Foundation, that need help. And when someone purchases something from your store, a portion of those proceeds go to those different charities. So could you share a little bit with our audience about
your
online store?
Thank you. The store was launched on November 11th at 11:11 a.m. So it was 11:11, 11:11. I love it. 11 for the year, too. Another 11 there. So, you know, I'm a big fan of numerology, obviously. And so, you know, we intentionally launched a store on that date. We wanted to open up before Christmas, give everybody a sneak preview of, you know, what's going to happen. The store right now is going to go through some renovations. We are looking for, right now, in the process of a different software program that's more adequate for what we needed to do. But, and of course, we're going to be expanding the product line and also adding more charitable organizations. So people will be able to buy products and on specific marked products. They'll be earmarked for various charitable organizations like the Forever Family Foundation, Winbridge Organization, which is also I'm a certified medium for Winbridge, which is an organization that works with afterlife research as well. There's also money that will go from our wholesale purchases to India to help an orphanage in India. I'm looking for handmade products by artisans as well, and also other manufactured products as well. So we have a big kind of a mix of different products that hopefully people will have fun shopping, which, you know, in the past from what I've experienced through people's testimonials and their experiences with the store is that they really love the store and love the products and are really enjoying them. And I try to keep prices, you know, low so people can afford it, shipping costs low so people can afford, don't have to pay exorbitant fees for shipping. So, you know, with all that in mind, it's all about, you know, paying it forward, not just for the charitable organizations, but also for the customers, too. You know, I feel that, you know, there's benefits all around for everybody, and I want to make it a place that can benefit, you know, the multitude of people that come to shop and also the artists who we're buying their products wholesale. They're also basically independent, a lot of women independent artists all over the country that we're buying their products to sell at the store, so that we can help support them, too, as well. I feel it's important to support our artist community as well. And so my website and the store are both going to be going. They're in the process of being renovated, so to speak, if you could imagine cyberspace renovation.
Right.
And so I'll be having a new website and also a new store software program, which will make shopping a lot easier, a lot quicker, a lot more appealing. And that will be coming up hopefully sometime, maybe late spring, early summer. Well, that's a project that is under the works right now. And I'll be going to be purchasing some more products for the site probably sometime mid-March. We're expecting a big shipment of new products. So if you've visited before and haven't been back, come back sometime the end of March or April, and you'll find a whole lot of new items on there too as well.
That's fabulous. I also know Deborah Martin is doing something similar, too, where she's taking some proceeds from a few of her items and also contributing to the Forever Family Foundation. So in the spirit of volunteerism, I want to thank you and Deborah, really, for not only helping out the foundation with all the volunteer work you do, but really, you know, the overall feel of giving back. You know, it's such a wonderful example, I think, of how we all should be following really what Spirit teaches us, that it's really not about what you get. It's really about what you give, right?
Right. That's true. And, you know, what we do as mediums, we do a lot of giving with our work, and but it helps people. And that's what's most important is the end result. It's helping people or, you know, by putting the products up there on the website and choosing this particular organization, it's helping them too, and it's helping them to further their work. And you know, it all—I look at everything as one big giant circle.
Right.
That, you know, it just goes around and around and around, and it's so true. And
it's true.
You know, it's actually—I love to give. And if I only, you know, could clone myself into two people, I'd probably be giving double as much. But you can only do so much as one person. But, you know, it's a very important part of life. And, You know, I think that focusing on the giving is more important than focusing on the receiving, because receiving is actually an attribute of what you give. And, you know, the
and
more
if
you
look
give,
at the
more you receive.
If you look at the people who are actually purchasing something, they're also getting that feeling of not only am I purchasing something for myself, but what I'm giving to, say, your store, a portion of that will also give to someone else. So it
Absolutely.
Is a full circle. Everyone gets to give.
And that
so it's
is
really
the main intention
cool.
of the store. That's the main intention of putting this whole another business together, is to so that it can help other people.
That's fabulous.
And bring in awareness of, you know, of these organizations, and hopefully people will go and check them out and feel good about their purchases, that they're, you know, a part of the whole circle, that they're also in that circle and what they buy and, you know, and what maybe, you know, giving as gifts. And, you know, I think that it's all important, you know, every aspect of it.
Really is. And if you were to go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, if you're in that giving spirit, there's other opportunities. Even if you were buying something for yourself, you can go to iGive. If you click on that link through the Forever Family Foundation, a portion of those proceeds, if you're buying something that you need already, a portion of those proceeds will go right to the Forever Family Foundation. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a very short break, and when we come back from that break, Joanne Gerber will be connecting you with your loved ones on the other side and answering any questions you might have about the other side and how they work. We'll be right back. I'm Angelina Diana. You're listening to Mediums and Messages.
Pleasure that we announced the formation of the Wimbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Wimbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Wimbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windbridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.windbridge.org.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to the Forever Family. Welcome back to the Forever Family Foundation's program, Mediums and Messages. Wasn't sure if I was on the air yet. I'm Angelina Diana, your host, and this month's medium on the program is Joanne Gerber. Joanne, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Angelina.
And we do have our first caller, but before we welcome her to the program, I'm wondering if you could share a little bit, Joanne, about how you prepare for a show like this. I know that when you contact Spirit and really any medium, they do have a certain preparation that they prepare themselves for. I was wondering if you could share just a little bit, if you don't mind, on how you set the tone for yourself as a medium to contact Spirit.
Okay, well, I do it depending on the venue that I'm working, like with radio. I just spend some time before the show, and I sit here and I meditate. I talk to Spirit. I ask them to help me out. I talk to my loved ones on the other side and my guides, my masters, my teachers, my angels. I call forth all the entities of light and ask them to help me to bring forth the best and highest guidance for those who I read, bringing forth the most evidential information, proving the continuity of life. And I put the intention out there. And I do that, with my phone readings too as well, except that I do it verbally out loud before I begin my reading with the client on the phone. In person, I always say a prayer too, and, you know, it's pretty much the same as what I say when I'm on the phone doing a phone session. I prepare always by prayer and intention. I think that is very, very important. Spirit knows I'm working now. They know I am on the clock, that, I'm not going to just sit here at my desk and be receiving people from Spirit with no one to connect to, because, no medium would want to do that if there's nobody around. And Spirit knows when I'm working, and they know when, like the radio program's over or the reading's over, that, okay, it's time for Joanne to rest now. we can always come back another day or tomorrow and work with her again. So that's what I do.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. We'll take our first caller. We're going to welcome Glenda on the line. She's calling us from Florida. Good evening, Glenda. Welcome to Mediums and Messages. I'm your host, Angelina Diana. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing great. Our guest medium for this month is Joanne Gerber. Do you have a question for her, or would you like to connect to Spirit?
I would love to connect with a spirit or two.
Okay. Joanne, are you picking up on anything for Glenda?
Hi, Glenda. How are you?
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Okay. I'm just going to tune in here to the energy of Spirit. Hold on just a moment. I actually feel a gentleman coming through from the Spirit side of life around you. And as I connect to this gentleman, I feel like I want to go to Father's side of the family. Would you understand Father passed?
Yes. But we weren't close at all.
Okay. Well, he's coming through here. Sometimes, those sort of distant relationships will come through. It's those who need to communicate and are available to communicate to you that will come through from Spirit. So I first need to connect with him first. And I feel like he was very ill, I feel, before he passed. It's almost like as I sense his energy, I feel that he was very sick, but also I feel very low energy as far as emotional energy, and I feel like he went through a depression before he passed. Would you understand that?
Actually, no, I wouldn't.
Okay. You don't understand him being depressed before he passed, because I feel very low energy with him. I'm feeling that he kind of struggled to make ends meet. I feel like he was a type, he got very frustrated with himself. Would you understand that?
No. Do you want me to say why?
No. Well, I feel very frustrated with his energy. You can certainly, I welcome your input, but this is what I'm getting. Okay.
Well, the only reason I'm going to tell you, because it might not even be my father. What happened was when my mom was expecting me, my father had left her.
Okay.
And I had no connection. And I found some half-siblings last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know I had them. I had no connection with my father from when he and my mom were together. So we're talking 50 years. I had nothing to do with him.
Okay.
I never laid eyes on him.
Okay.
So that's right, what I'm saying. I can't say that. I mean.
Oh, but you're not saying never, no,
I don't.
This
I know
not
he was
true.
In a completely
you're saying
different
you don't
state.
Know, right?
Okay, well, 1 second, you guys. You got to talk one at a time. I think what's happening here is that Joanne is getting possibly getting validating information, but since you didn't know your dad physically, Glenda, you can't validate it. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay,
thank you, Angelina.
So I'm going to have you just listen to the information that Joanne's getting, write it down, and maybe somehow it might get validated. Okay?
Yeah, I feel someone who almost like is sort of like, the way I see your dad is like he's pacing the room, and I feel like someone who was very frustrated, didn't know what to do about decisions, and kind of avoided things because he couldn't make the right decision. Whether he couldn't think clearly, or he might have had some emotional issues or depression, I feel someone who was in just a bad place in his life. I feel like he shows me struggles, and I feel like you know he may be coming through tonight where you don't know him or anything about him. I feel sorrow. I feel like I need to say, like, I'm sorry, or I feel guilty about what I did. I don't feel you were the only one he did this to. There were others, or there was at least one other. Would you understand that?
Yes, I would.
Okay. And, okay. Also, the J connection. So would you understand the J initial connected with him? I want to say, like,
You said the J initial?
J, as in Jim, J initial.
It could be.
Okay. So you don't know his name or anything then?
My father? Yeah, I know his name, but my brother's middle name is Jay.
Okay. But I just got the J initial connection to him. And this is your brother. Is he connected with your biological father as well?
Yes, he is.
Okay. But I feel like he comes through at this time to... It's like I feel like I have regrets. I feel sorry. It's like I feel very, very sad in my heart that he was the way he was. You know, and sometimes, you know, the learning does continue on the other side, and I do feel that he is still learning about, you know, and reviewing what his actions here on the physical, and he's learning that on the spiritual side of life, the things he couldn't learn here. And, you know, the reformation of the soul continues, whether, you know, from here to the other side. You know, whether you can accept that, and I can understand, you know, your position and your feelings on that, but I have to bring through what he needs to say. Okay?
Okay, sure. Thank you.
There's something also about, I don't know, do you know what he did for work? You can just answer me yes or no. You don't have to tell me.
Yes, I do.
Okay. There's something with, like, mechanics or working with his hands or machines. Would you understand that?
Yes, I would.
Okay, because that's what he's showing me. Okay, so I'm giving you more validations that this is Dad coming through. This is someone who would have known about, like, engines or parts or things, because I feel like he knew about tools or engineering or manufacturing. There's something with that. Okay.
Okay.
I want to say, did you just get your car fixed, or you've been procrastinating about bringing it into the shop?
A little bit.
A little bit procrastinating.
A little bit of both.
That would be procrastinating, Glenda.
Okay, because there's something you need to bring your car to the shop with. He's telling me that you got to get it fixed, okay?
Okay.
And don't procrastinate any longer, because it could lead to a bigger problem.
Okay.
And I feel something with the oil. I don't know whether you need oil or your car burns oil or something needs to be lubricated, but there's something. He shows me oil.
Okay.
So just take that word of advice from him, if you could, because I just feel there's meaning in that, and it's significant. And, you know, I just feel this was someone, he had a lot of issues, and I felt he liked to drink once in a while, too. You understand that?
I really can't say.
You don't know.
I'm gonna listen to it.
Okay. But, you know, I feel, you know, tonight he's come through. I know you probably have a lot of others on the other side, but I do feel he comes through to give you almost like apologies of that he couldn't have been a part of your life. And I feel like he's lived with that his whole entire life, even though he may never express it. He kept it inside of him. He was that kind of a person that wasn't one for really being expressive with his feelings. He kept it inside, and that You know, I feel like he has a lot of regrets, which led to his passing, because I want to say what I'm hearing is it drove me crazy. So I feel like it made him, you know, it put him into another emotional state, because everything caught up with him. He had a lot of problems with people, with relationships, with family. Everything caught up to him, and he wishes he could have made things better when he was here. So, you know, I know it's, you know, like I said, it's difficult for you because of the situation, but please just, you know, like I said, just take what I've communicated, what I've channeled from him, and just, you know, put it aside in your mind and just let it kind of just sink in, okay?
Okay, definitely.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling Mediums and Messages.
Thank you for taking my call. Have a good day, Glenda.
Thank you, and blessings to you.
Thank you. Let's take our next caller. I'd like to say hello to Christine from North Carolina. Good evening,
hello.
Christine.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you today?
We're doing good. I want to thank you for calling Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. We have our guest medium, Joanne Gerber, this evening. We want to know if you have a question for her or if you would like a connection.
I would love a connection, if possible.
Okay. Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Hi. Right away, I feel a mother's vibration coming in around you. You understand mother has passed?
Nope.
No.
Still
okay,
here.
It might be. It's on the mother's side of the family. There's a woman coming in. She's very nurturing, very loving. She's coming in to connect
okay.
with you. I want to say, if it's not mother, it's grandmother, who is almost like a mother to you, a very nurturing. Would you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And, when Angelina was talking to you, she just came right in. And this is someone who liked to take care of the family. I feel this is someone who liked to cook for the family, liked to take care of her home. I feel someone very nurturing. You were very close to her. Either she babysat for you, or maybe you stayed at her house, or she took care of you. But she was a big part of your life. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Also, interesting. I see a porcelain bell, and I'm hearing, like, a little, you know, the knocker inside the bell. Would you understand, like, either her using a bell or her having collected bells?
No. Not that I'm aware of, but I could find that out.
Okay, yeah. Check with Mom on that, because I'm getting something. It looks like there's
Joanne, excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm sitting here in my living room looking across 13 bells that are sitting on my credenza that belongs to my ex-mother-in-law. So
oh.
I thought I should mention that. She was a big bell collector. You might be picking up on my ex-mother-in-law.
Okay. Well, that's very possible.
I just, you know, that's too much of a huge validation. I can't.
Okay. Do the bells, let me just ask you, Angela, does one of the bells have like a picture like of Washington, D.C. or Virginia or something where someone traveled?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because that's what I'm getting. Like, it's like a picture, like you buy at one of those souvenir shops. You know, it's not like a, you know, some, you know, expensive piece of china. It might be just like a souvenir bell, and that's what I'm getting. I can hear the little ceramic knocker or porcelain knocker inside the bell. Like, it's, all right. So, you know, it's quite possible. It's interesting because, you know, it helps people to learn about spirit communication that, you know, we're all three of us are on the same line, so to speak, on the air. That also someone who may want to connect with Angelina is coming through to give some validations, too. So,
and it could be, too, that our caller, Christine, might find out that there's a commonality with one of her loved ones that she's unaware of.
Yes, that could be, too. So I need to go back to, is it Christina, right?
Yeah, Christine. Mm-hmm.
Christine, okay. So I know I can probably, you know, tune in for you a little bit. Afterwards, Angelina, anyways. But we welcome your mother-in-law. We welcome her with her validations. Interesting. Okay. What is that? Okay, let me just see what she's showing me here. Would you understand, Christine, the clothes or liking to make clothes or sew clothes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that was with your grandmother?
Well, my mom does. Or did.
Okay. But because your grandmother's talking about the clothes that were sewn or the clothes that were handmade, does Mom still make clothes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does for my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So would you please tell Mom also that Grandmother is also coming in to say hello to her too?
Mm-hmm.
She have a problem with her right foot or her right leg, your mom?
My mom. I don't know. I don't think so. But
okay, because there's somewhere where grandmother's sending healing to your mom's like right leg or right knee or right foot. There's on the right side, I'm feeling healing with that.
Okay.
So if you could just, you know, maybe just check with Mom with that, okay? And know that Grandmother's around sending a lot of love and healing for that.
Okay.
Interesting. And, okay. Someone they would call with the S name, a female, like Suzanne or Susan. Would you understand that?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay, because Grandma's talking about the S name, like Susan here or Suzanne. Like Susie, Sue, I just want to give you that name, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me see what you're saying here with this. Okay. Let me just talk to a second. There's also an August connection. I want to talk about a birthday or passing connection with August.
Not that I could think of. I wonder if that's for Angelina, too.
No, I'm getting this around you with your grandmother. She's talking about August. I feel like I'm right in the middle of August.
I'll double check with my mom. I'm trying to remember the month that she passed.
And grandfather's on the other side, too. He's coming through as well here.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody smoked, like, a lot of cigarettes.
It sounds more like my uncle. Yeah.
Somebody had like lung congestion, smoked a lot of cigarettes, are coming in here too. That's connected with grandmother and grandfather.
That sounds right.
Okay, and because I can smell it very strongly all of a sudden, so he's coming here too. Interesting.
Okay.
All right, let me just see here. And there's something with the teaching, or somebody works as a teacher. You understand the teaching?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because grandmother's around the school. She talks about being around the school where the teacher is. So who's the teacher?
Okay. Well, my cousin teaches, and she teaches now. My dad used to teach.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you going back to school
Her grandma, too.
What's that?
That's her grandmother, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you connect with her, you can let her know that grandmother's coming through with that acknowledgement, and let her know?
Okay.
Okay, because this is the way they're acknowledging and they're sending their love. Okay, to show you that they're watching over you from the other side.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
Yeah. And there's still pillows you have. There's some sort of, like, pillows. I don't know whether they're crocheted or just sewn material, but would you understand the pillows from grandmother?
Yes, I do, very much so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because she's given those as validation. I don't know if it's in the same room where you are or in your house, but she says, I wonder if they still kept the pillows.
Yes, my daughter has them, actually.
Your daughter has her pillows. Okay, great. So this is, again, another validation that she's letting you know, okay? So,
very good.
Interesting. She said, don't take too much time making decisions. Just do what you know you think you should do. Would you understand that?
Yeah, I'm very indecisive.
Yeah, she's aware of that. She says, you got to listen to yourself, okay? Just go with what you think you should do, what you think is right. Don't spend too much time dwelling on it.
Okay.
And she also said that she visited you in a dream. So you've had a dream of grandmother.
Yes, that's true.
And so she wants to let you know that it wasn't your imagination, that she was there with you. Well, a lot of times we see visitations from our loved ones on the other side through dreams. Dreams are another way for us to make a direct communication with our loved ones on the other side. But she comes through with a lot of love, and she loved Valentine's Day. She told me she loved Valentine's Day.
Do you understand
that?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Was there a significant connection with Valentine's Day with her or with you and her?
Not with me, but I'm aware that was something that she liked, though.
Okay. Because I feel like, you know, I want to get together with the kids. I want to make things. I want to bake. I want to do things with the kids. I love Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she's been around you, and she wants to give you all all of her love and blessings, and she wants you to take good care of yourself. That's what she's saying. Tell her I said to take good care of herself.
All right,
Christine, I hope this helped you.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay,
thank you,
Christine.
So much.
I leave you with her love and blessings and all those from Spirit. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much for listening to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host, Angelina Diana. And this month's medium is certified medium Joanne Gerber, who is certified through the Forever Family Foundation. And she's also a scientific research medium with the Winbridge program in Arizona. Isn't there a different name besides certified? Don't you guys call yourself like WRMs or something like that?
Certified Research Mediums, CRM, WRM.
WRMs, yeah. Winbridge, yeah. That's
medium.
What I remembered or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, when it was Arizona, it was from the University of Arizona, it was Certified Research Medium. I think we still use the term Certified Research Medium because it is what it is. But
yeah, because I knew it was different when I was with the Veritas program. I was just kind of curious.
Mm-hmm.
The name just came to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take our next caller right now. Let's see. We have Jason from South Florida. A lot of Floridians today. Jason. Jason, welcome to the program. You're listening to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. You have an opportunity here to ask a question of Joanne Gerber, or if you would like a connection to the other side.
Please, a connection.
Hi, Jason.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
Hi, Joanne.
Yes.
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Okay, let me just tune into the energy from Spirit around you. Hold on just a moment. Okay, yeah. Okay. It's interesting. I feel a male vibration coming in, but I feel a male that was not that old when he passed. As I connect to his energy, I feel like he might have been only in his 20s or a bit, maybe between the ages, I want to say, of like maybe 19 to 25 or 26. Do you want to see a young man that passed?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So he's coming in
here. Yes, I
do. Okay, good. So he's been, I feel like you must have been wanting to connect with him or been thinking about him because he's telling me he's aware that you talked to him. Would you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. He tells me he went very fast. He says, there was no pain in my passing. It was just like, I went fast and it was unexpected. People found out I passed. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I feel very close. I feel as I connect with his energy, I want to say that, like, I want to call him brother, but I'm not sure if he's a biological brother or could also be, when I get that, when I hear brother, it could also be someone who's very close, like a friend. Or someone that you're very close to. You understand?
You're right. Yes.
Okay. And you two used to hang out when you were younger. So I feel like you've known him or you knew him for a very long time. You understand?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Interesting. Did you ride bikes with him or
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Very
he shows
true,
me bikes. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
we tried dirt bikes, yes.
Dirt bikes, okay. Because he showed me bikes, and I felt there's a memory of riding the bikes together. Someone who was pretty much a free spirit, and I feel like don't challenge him because he'll do it. You understand?
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Okay, so, you know, I feel like either you still, or you see I'm not sure if you see his family, you still connect. Does a sister here with him?
I'm connected to his cousin.
His cousin,
his cousin.
But does he also have a sister here?
Yeah,
A sister meaning sister here alive on the
brother, but he has a sister. I guess he considers my girlfriend Helen as a sister.
Okay, he was very close to her?
Yes, very close.
Okay, because he's talking about let my sister know I'm okay.
Yes. She'd love to hear this.
Okay, good. Good, because he comes through, he has a lot of, I feel like this is someone who really had a passion for life, and he loved his music, and I don't know whether he was in a band or he just loved to blast the music, but I hear very loud music. And he was very intelligent, but he feels, you know, he says he's continuing his journey on the other side with his education. So I don't know whether he didn't get to complete education or pass, you know, before he graduated, but he's letting you know that he's more educated now than he was when he was here. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. You know,
trying to get through?
What's that?
Anybody else trying to get through?
Well, I don't know. I just have him right now, so I have to work with his energy.
Okay.
Okay. Interesting. Would you also... what is that? I don't know whether, would he have lost, in that family, was there a young child that passed too?
Because
there's
know.
A younger child with him,
known.
I want to say maybe 3 or 4 years old.
I could ask.
Yeah, please ask, because there is a younger child with him that I feel like he's almost like a mentor to on the other side.
That's interesting.
And I want to say either Ronnie or Rob, an R initial, male initial R. Would you understand that?
I like that sound.
Okay. Yep. Interesting. Okay. Let me just see what he's saying here. I don't know. Why would I want to talk about camping or pitching tents or some sort of a gathering of, like, I feel like it's family. I feel like I'm camping or I'm pitching tents. Would you understand a campsite or tent or camping?
I will say that would be his passion.
That was his passion?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
He said that was his passion.
That would be his passion.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Because he shows me, like, putting stakes in the ground. I can hear as the hammer's hitting the metal stake like he's pitching a tent, and there must have been memories of, like, a family reunion or camping or something with family and friends that he really loved to do.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has a big smile on his face, and I feel like he's someone who could tell jokes and make people laugh and really enjoyed life.
Oh, yeah.
And he he liked to party, he liked to have fun.
That's him.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Okay, let me just see what this is here. There's also a woman that comes through, too, who I feel is connecting in like a mother's vibration. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, and I feel like they've met up in spirit, so they must have known each other when they were here on the earth plane. But I don't feel his mother. I feel like I'm connecting to you. Would you understand that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so I want to say mom is here too. They get along really well. They like to laugh and joke around. And I feel like mom was somebody who... Boy, you better watch yourself around her, because if you're not going to do what she says, you're going to get like a nudge in your arm from her. You understand?
I have.
Okay.
I feel like
she was very ill before she passed, and there was some weight gain.
Oh,
do you understand the weight gain with her?
She controlled her weight.
Okay.
I don't think she was weight gain.
Okay, there's something with I feel weight. Swelling in the body, or it could be water weight or something, where I feel bloated, I feel difficult to move. Would you understand that before she passed?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
but
yes,
so
definitely.
She's showing her condition, but she's also letting you know that she's okay now, that she doesn't have that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
She liked music, too.
Oh,
your mom What's liked
that?
Music. Mm-hmm. And I feel she was really, I want to say she was like a really cool mom, like very hip. I felt like, you know, she was very welcoming to friends to come in the house, you know, and she liked to cook. I felt like someone who was really looking out for a family. Would you also understand the four children, or are you one of four?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So if you could, I don't know if your siblings are open to this, but I do feel mom wants to connect and say hello to your siblings, too, and sending them love. I felt she tried to treat everybody equal. Are you, like, the youngest boy?
I'm the youngest, yes.
You're the youngest. Okay. All right. Because that's what she's referring to as a young, my young boy.
Yes,
there's also a cat on the other side with her.
Really?
someone I don't feel it was her cat, but I feel like it belonged to somebody in the family, in the immediate family, that might have lost a cat over the past year or two.
How about a dog?
Well, no, this is a cat. I'm not saying the dog's not there, but there's a cat.
Mm.
Like, I feel like somebody had a cat that got loose and didn't come back, and the cat's passed. Someone, this is what I'm feeling about this.
I got to think about that.
Okay, think about that. Okay, think about that, because she's got a cat with her on the other side. Interesting.
Okay.
Okay. And did somebody speak French? I'm hearing French.
French?
Mm. Yeah, was somebody like from a French country or the language was French?
Yes, somebody in our family. Yes, somebody in our family.
Okay, because I'm hearing French being spoken. Interesting, okay. All right, and I feel like I need to say, like, Charmaine or like an SH-sounding female name. Would you understand?
SH?
Yeah, it could be. I don't think it's Shirley. It's more like Charmaine or Charlene or something with an SH-sounding name.
Nothing right now is coming to me.
Okay. You know, she's telling me you were the one, the brightest of the family. You understand, being the smartest or the brightest in the family. And she said sometimes you don't have enough confidence in yourself, but you can do it. And there's something with work right now, either changing jobs or opening a business. Is this something that you've been thinking about?
Oh, I've always been thinking about it, like, to have a business, but that's my dream.
Because I feel like mom is encouraging you to check, to go into this deeper, to really, you know, check it out and, you know, investigate the possibilities, because you do have the potential for this. That, you know, I do feel what she's showing me is that, you know, the success there in your future with something, because what you're doing now is not something that you, you know, really have a passion for, that you haven't really found your passion yet.
That's true.
She loves you very much. And there's something with New York. Would you understand the connection to New York or memory of a trip to New York?
Oh, that's where she's from.
Oh, she's from New York? Okay. So she just showed me, like, the Statue of Liberty, so I know there's a New York connection with her. Interesting. I do actually have a dog coming through now, too. So I want to say the dog is okay. I'm not sure if it was like some sort of terrier. It was like a medium-sized dog. Would you understand?
I can understand.
Okay. And the dog was light-colored, like tan or beige?
In a way, yes.
Yeah, because that's the dog I have coming through that is now with mom on the other side.
Uh-huh.
The dog was not that old when it passed.
Ooh,
was it around 10 years old?
Yes, around that. It's pretty old.
It was 10 years old?
It was in that range. Yeah, 10 to 12.
Okay, because I don't feel like a really old dog. I feel kind of like this dog went before its time, so to speak, but the dog is okay.
I think so.
Yeah. Does someone actually have the picture of the dog they carry with them or a tattoo or something?
You know something? The owner has a tattoo of it, of his name.
Oh, okay, because there's some reference to that that I need to acknowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So know that, you know, your loved ones are okay on the other side, that they are continuing on from, you know, where they left off here, and that, you know, when you think of your loved ones on the other side, Jason, it's like you're talking to them, that they connect with your thoughts, they connect with the love that you have in your heart, because love is an energy that never dies.
I believe it now. Yes, I see that.
Yes, and, you know, keep talking to them.
Incredible.
They like it when you talk to them and when you think about them, because they're there with you, watching over you like guardian angels.
I see that. That's amazing.
All right, Jason, thank you for calling Mediums and Messages. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Thank you. I leave you with the love and blessings, Jason. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. We have about 10 minutes left and two more callers. Let's see if we can try to give them a message apiece, if that's possible. We'll see if Spirit can make that happen. Let's speak to Marcia from Florida again. Seems like Florida's really chiming in today on Mediums and Messages. Good evening, Marcia. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
We're doing good. Thank you so much for waiting. Did you want to ask Joanne a question about the other side, or would you like her to connect for you?
I'd love to connect.
Okay. Hi, Marcia.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Very good.
Okay. Interesting. All right. As I connect with the energy of Spirit around you, I feel a gentleman coming through from the other side. And as I connect with his energy, I don't feel he was that old before he passed. I feel like he might have been maybe in his late 50s or early 60s. I feel this would be a close connection to you. Do you understand?
No.
You don't understand that? Okay, let me give you
some more information
about that. Okay. This gentleman shows me that he went fast. I feel like I have heart issues, something in the chest, like a heart attack or something in the chest. I feel like heart attack could have had strokes before, but I feel he's got a heart condition. Okay?
Maybe, yes.
He had a heart condition
I could say yes.
I'm sorry?
Maybe I'll say yes to you. Okay, yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Okay.
A friend of mine just passed away an hour ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We just found the news out while I'm on hold with you. That's correct.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
I'm sorry. And, you know, sometimes people aren't ready to communicate when the passing is very close.
And I just said, I'm sorry, I said he'll never come through to me. And, oh, my God, okay.
All right, well, let that be a validation for you then.
That's correct,
because
that validation.
He's coming right through, and I feel like, you know, it must be very important for him to make this communication tonight, because I do feel that, you know, he's coming through very strongly. He was a really nice man. I feel like this is someone that everybody really loved. I feel very gentle energy with him. I feel someone that you would not expect to have a heart attack. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I guess so.
And there's he's got children here on the earth plane. There's something with the two children.
I know of one.
All right. There's something with the two, or is it two grandchildren? Because there's two children he's referring to.
And he has one son.
Okay.
I'm sure of.
All right. There's something with the two, so I need to acknowledge that. Interesting. Okay. Let me just talk to him a bit. This may be, okay, I mean, where he just passed, you know, the communication may not be as fluid as somebody that's been passed for a while. Usually when I do readings and someone says they just lost somebody, I do ask them to wait. My own philosophy is to wait 3 months before having a reading, just to let everything kind of settle in and emotionally on with us, and also for them to find their way.
Yeah,
I wasn't even
trying for this person. I didn't even know this happened. This just happened.
Yeah, well, it happens. Everything happens for a reason, even though we may not understand it. So
I believe,
there is a reason why he's coming through.
I believe.
He's someone, would you understand the truck he drove, or driving a truck?
No.
Okay. Why would I want to, like, drive a truck out into the woods or be out in the woods or go hunting or camping? Would you understand that with him?
No.
Okay. There's something with... you may need to check on this or ask his son about this when the time is appropriate. But he's talking about, he showed me wearing a hat and driving a truck, and I see woods all around him. Did he live, like, more in the country, like in the woods?
We live in Florida. There's plenty of woods here, yes.
Okay. And where is this?
I live in New Tampa.
Okay.
Florida.
But would he have lived near the woods or been close to the woods?
There's I wouldn't call it woods, it's a wooded area.
Wooded area, okay, because this
right.
is something he showed me that brought him peace, that he showed me on the other side, that it's that he's at a peaceful place on the other side. I feel like this is what he's showing, that he's okay, that everybody's mm-hmm. worried about him, but he's okay.
Hmm.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And who would Steve or Stephen be?
Steve or Stephen.
Connected with him.
Don't know.
Need to acknowledge Steve or Stephen, or did somebody like find him or bring him to the hospital?
Oh, I don't know. I was on hold with you and got the phone call. Don't know.
Oh, okay, okay. So uh-oh. You need to check these things out, okay? Interesting.
I was on hold with you. I have no idea.
Okay, okay. All right. Let me just see what he's saying here. Okay. Well, you know, I really feel, you know, the message is to let him know that, you know, when it's, like I said, when it's appropriate, because, you know, since he just passed, sometimes it's not the time to, you know,
sure.
to talk to the family and say, hey, you know, I was on the radio, he came through, and, you know, maybe just wait a little bit until they're more ready. There's also either a wife or a girlfriend here I feel he needs to connect to.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Who would you say?
It's either a wife or a girlfriend here, someone that was close to him he also needs to connect to.
Yes, that's what I hear, yes.
Okay, that I feel that he loved, and please let her know that he's around her.
That's okay, I will. That's two people, yes.
And he was her strength, that's what I'm hearing. So she might have referred to him as her strength. He was her strength.
Yes.
I feel, you know, he's going to help her. He knows that life is going to be difficult for her and his son, but he's going to be there from the other side to help them get through all this. That,
okay.
You know, I really feel she's going to get some very strong validations herself from him.
Okay.
And is this like a friend of your husband's or your boyfriend's or something?
No, my husband's a friend of mine, and my friend's here in Florida.
Okay, okay. I don't know, I feel almost like you knew him for a long time, the way he's showing me, like, there's, like, a group of, like, buddies or guys and girls. Would you understand that?
Yes, that is yes.
Okay. And did you used to, like, go to a place and have a drink, or there's some place, a pub?
No,
used to
no,
meet?
No, no, we don't drink, no.
Okay, there's something with a pub, or going, or I don't know whether he... this has any connection to do with before he passed, or, but he shows me like a pub restaurant on a corner. It's interesting because, okay.
Joanne, I'm really sorry. I'm going to have to stop you there. Unfortunately, we're out of time, and I do apologize
for
that. Thank you
very much.
But thank you so much, Joanne,
okay.
for giving us that wonderful connection, and I appreciate our callers calling in and listening, and I know we still have some on hold. I hope you'll join us again next month on the third Thursday of every month for Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and we're reminding you that your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Have a good evening, everyone.